Dreamscape presents All the Befores by Samantha Chase. Narrated by Carly Robbins. Chapter 1. The big house looked a little dark and sad tonight. It fit her mood. It wouldn't stay that way for long, though. Soon it was going to be filled with tons of people, talking, laughing, loving, and celebrating. But it was quiet right now. Tonight, Susanna Westbrook was the lone occupant of Magnolia on the Sound, her soon-to-be-open bed and breakfast, and she was the furthest she'd been in a long time to laughing, loving, and celebrating. It didn't have to be this way, and yet it was. A soft sigh escaped as she stood on the gravel driveway and marveled at the plantation-style home as she pushed her sad thoughts aside. The house represented hope to her, after what seemed like a lifetime of struggling. Surviving a bad marriage, raising two kids on her own, she was finally feeling like her luck was changing. For years, she had envisioned taking the house and turning it into something magnificent. It had been in her family for generations, and now it was hers. It was both exciting and bittersweet. Her grandfather left it to her when he passed away a year ago, and it had taken almost the entire year to make repairs from Hurricane Amelia, as well as the renovations that would turn it from a family home into a B&B. It had been a labor of love, and it was worth all the blood, sweat, and tears she put into it. This was her dream, taking the old house and turning it into something magnificent. She wanted it to be the kind of place that showcased and celebrated a century of life and love in the South. For years, she envisioned redecorating and making upgrades that would make it a showplace for anyone who walked through the massive double doors. Susanna had done her research and kept much of the historical feel to the home, including the family Bible and photos that showed not only Magnolia Sound when it was first founded, but also the family who first settled here. Walking around the house, anyone would feel the connection, the love for the small coastal town. And when she opened the doors to her first guests next week, she couldn't wait to share all of that information and history with them. She took one step toward the house, when a light went on inside. Gasping, she froze. No one was supposed to be here. None of the lights were on timers, and she had foolishly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?